This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Don't miss the web class. Express the true you in 2019 in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast. Downloaded more than 50 million times, we believe in connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. The web class is coming up soon, and you don't want to miss this unique opportunity to grab your spot. So today, find out how to sign up. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Lindsay, what's happening?
Hey, Jessica, I am ready for the first web class of 2019. It is going to be epic. It's going to be awesome.
I am so excited about this web class, you guys. Yes. We were just working on it just recently, right? Just getting everything ready for you guys. And honestly, it's been so fun to design this web class. Like, this is such a creative learning opportunity. I mean, this is a huge goal, right?
Yes.
How can you express your personality? How can you be you in English? This is enormous. Yes. So Lindsay and I have been working really hard to break this down into real actions you guys could take to do this.
Oh, absolutely. Because over the year, you know, you and I, we've both been teaching for more than 10 years, right? For a long time and working with so many students. I worked with a lot of students one-on-one before we started this podcast and back in like 2010 and 2007, ages ago, right? And students would always tell me, I can't be myself in English. Like, I feel like maybe a paler version of myself in this language because I don't have the vocabulary. I don't have the attitude. I can't be myself. And that's a pain point. That's a major, like, it's a problem for a lot of our students, our listeners.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, I think this is essentially why it is sort of easier for like little kids to learn another language than it is for adults to learn another language. Because for an adult, you know who you are at this point.
Yeah. Like,
you've tried out some other ways of being and you've sort of settled on yourself. You know who you are. But you can do that in your first language. You can be you in your first language. And then when you're trying to speak another language, it's like you revert back to, you know, infancy or whatever. And you're like, I can't say what I want to say. I can't do what I want to do. And it's really frustrating. And so part of that, of course, is vocab. So we're going to help you guys figure out, where's the best place for you to get this real vocabulary, right? Like, where do you go to learn how to express yourself in English? But another part of it is sort of like this bigger piece. First of all, like, figure out what is the best thing about you and how can you do this in English as well? Right?
Yes, I love it. And once we have this information, once we know how to do this, the sky is the limit, right? Because at that point, we're empowered with these skills and we start to envision, you know, we start to see that person again that we know we are in our native language, and we can see the path to getting to the point where we can express ourselves and feel like ourselves, right? It's a horrible feeling not feeling like yourself, right?
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, everybody has those days. I think that just happens sometimes. But this is the biggest pain point, right? Like, what is holding you back in English? And that always just, that, like, I think that idea is what governs everything we do, right? We don't want anything to hold you back in English. And that's why I'm so excited about this, like this particular web class. I think more than any other, I'm just going to go out on a limb that I am more excited about this one because it's just been so fun to think about. That's awesome. So like a big part of this, right, is finding your role models. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that's part of it. Like who are you going to follow in English? That goes back to what Lindsay said a minute ago about knowing what your goals are, having these clear goals in front of you. So having this idea of who you want to sound like, right? Yep. Like how can you be this in English? You need that example, that model, so you have a clear destination.
Exactly. So when it comes, so maybe we can just briefly give our listeners a little sneak peek of how exactly we're going to do that, how they're going to do that on this web class when they come in. Actually, before we go any deeper, Jessica, when is this web class and how can our listeners sign up? Let's get them the details here.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The deets. I love when people say that instead of details. Give me your deets. Okay. So guys, it is January 28th and 29th. Okay. Yes. So put that in your calendars. Come live, because then that's when you feel all the energy. I mean, you could feel how excited Lindsay and I are already. Yeah. But when you're live, that's really when you get that energy and you actually get to interact with us.
Exactly. And come live, because we don't guarantee that we'll send out a replay. We're actually not always sending out the replays these days. So guys, you may just miss it forever if you don't come live. I can't tell you yes or no whether there will be a replay. So come and sign up, get yourself on the list. So that way you'll get reminders. So you'll remember to make that point in your calendar. Go to allearsenglish.com/you. That's Y-O-U. And we will see you guys at the webinar. But Jessica, before we jump off the mic, let's get more specific here. How are we going to do this? How are we going to help our listeners get to that point where they can be themselves in English?
Yeah, rad. So it's divided into two parts, all right? So I'll give you an example, though. So in the first part, it's who are you? So we'll think of examples, right? So if you're adjectives to describe yourself, like open-minded or determined, motivated, like find these strong adjectives to describe yourself. Mm-hmm. And we'll dive into some examples. So the first part is about like, how can you experience the world as yourself in English? So it's like, you are this person. You are hardworking. So what does a hardworking English speaker do in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what do they go after? So like, if I think about friends of mine, well, like you, Lindsay, I think I was thinking of you when I was thinking about hardworking. So like, what would you do? Maybe like read a biography of a role model, right? Like an entrepreneur that you admire, a business person you admire. My suggestion is Michelle Obama's new biography. I think I mentioned that last week. But there's there's a bunch of really cool examples in there, you guys, about, so you're this in your first language. Your personality essentially, regardless of language, is like this adjective. So how can you take this and learn the English for it? Like how do you experience this in English? So there's a bunch of really cool ideas there. And then the second part, we need to take that out into the world then. Like how do you then use all of this to express yourself in English? So that's the second part.
Yeah, so I love it, because the first part of the web class is understanding, you know, who you are, right? Which type of person are you? We give you some possibilities, some possible examples. Like Jessica said, hardworking is one of them. And then the second part is expressing it. So it's like understanding it and then expressing it. And then, of course, connecting, because that's what leads to connection right there. Love it.
Exactly. Oh, you guys, this is going to be so amazing.
This is going to be good. And guys, this is good stuff. You can't find this anywhere else online or offline. No. You really can't. Yeah. So you don't want to miss it. It's one of a kind. The content that we're creating this year at All Ears English for you guys is top notch. It's going to transform you. It's going to get you to be that person you want to become in 2019. I love it. We're on fire here. So
So guys, sign up. Don't forget. And then put this in your calendars. But go right now to allearsenglish.com/you. Because we are all about getting you to your best English self in 2019. So go to allearsenglish.com/you. That's Y-O-U.
All right, Jessica, I'll see you on the web class. So excited. It's going to be good. All right.
It's going to be so fun. All right, Lindsay, have a good day. Right.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.